Gray Torrance sat on his horse in the dark shade of a tower of rock and watched a posse try their damnedest to kill a Sioux. They were going about it with a will. Gray had to give them that. Clearly they'd given it some thought, put some effort into it, making a job of it. The Sioux? He seemed to have the same work ethic when it came to not being killed. Riding hard until they shot his little pinto out from under him, then climbing onto the big piles of rocks left over from when sheets of ice covered this whole land. The Sioux kept deviling the riders, cutting through narrow clefts in the rock, picking his way up trails a goat wouldn't risk, tumbling rocks down on his pursuers, even set a small brush fire. The man was using all the tricks. Gray thought it was highly entertaining. Kind of a shame the Sioux had no chance at all. Not with six mounted men. Not out here where he could stall, but he couldn't really escape. Still, it was fun to watch. Gray took a piece of jerky from his pocket, bit some off, and chewed slowly, letting the salt coax spit from his dry mouth. He wasn't entirely sure the jerky was beef, but as he'd taken it from a dead man's saddle, it wasn't something he could verify. It kept him alive, though. That and a handful of beans and a water skin he'd filled from a dreary little stream. Alive, and until now, unhappy. This lifted the day from nothing to something. One man on foot, trying to escape six on horseback, in a country that was made for dying. The hills were a broken tumble of tan rocks that looked like they'd been dumped here at the end of the sixth day of creation, when God was just too damn tired to build anything else, so he tossed it all across Nevada and said to hell with it. Maybe he thought the devil would want it. No one else much did. Hateful, ugly place where the scorpion was king and water was worth more than gold or ghost rock. It wasn't a place for the living. It was a desert, a boneyard, a dead land. He chewed and watched as the Sioux raced for the shelter of a massive tumble of rocks and started to climb. Some of the rocks stood straight up like the arms of buried giants. Some lay flat and stacked. Three of these formed a kind of rough terrace with two smaller platforms and a big one up top. Be hard as hell to make it up that top shelf, but as Gray watched, the Sioux seemed to be trying just that. The Sioux raced across the lowest table, leaped up and out, and caught a twisted root of a Joshua tree. The root was as withered as the tree, which leaned drunkenly over the edge of a higher shelf. Gray narrowed his eyes, trying to understand the point of the Sioux taking that risk. Even if he got to the next shelf, the posse could simply fall back and wait. There was nowhere else to go. That second shelf stood alone, like a tiny mesa, offering no shelter or... The Sioux snaked out his hands and caught the vine, clutched it firm, then immediately began to climb. He was clearly making for the dense shadows under that bigger top shelf, and Gray wondered why the six pursuers didn't just shoot him down. At that range, they could shoot to wound and have a good chance of getting it done. But they didn't seem to want to kill or injure the Sioux. They wanted him alive. Now, why was that? As the fugitive climbed up the vine toward the lip of the higher shelf, Gray found himself chewing on the question as much as on the jerky. Why would six white men go to such lengths to capture an Indian unharmed? That was damn odd, even for a part of the country that was odder than most. If it was one man, Gray could put it down to heat stroke or some personal grudge, but this was six men, well-armed, and from their bulging saddlebags, well-provisioned. And wasn't that damned interesting?